Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Inside the Overflow, the podcast with your host, Alicia Best. Alicia believes we all have the potential for greatness, but we choose to walk in it or not. With our greatness, we have the ability to change the world. Her goal is to inspire, empower, and motivate you in each episode. You can find her and her special guest here every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio. You are now inside the overflow.
Hey, everybody. This is Alicia, and I am your host for Inside the Overflow, and we are trying something new today. And this is your, you know, Inside the Overflow on the road. So I travel every day to and from work, almost an hour each way, and I have a lot of time on my hands. I usually use this time as reflection time. I usually have a motivational video CD station or that I listen to. I also use this time to play some pre-recorded speakers. I often listen to, like, Les Brown or Jim Rohn or, you know, Pastor T.D. Jakes, you know, Eric Thomas. Like, I have this whole array, this whole assortment of different speakers that I use this time to listen to. And being that it's an hour to and from, I still have time to listen to those messages for me because I use those. That's how I get through my day. Not just my normal meditation time, prayer time, which is our topic today is meditation. And, you know, I use that time for myself, but also to use this time to just reach out and use it as an opportunity for me to be able to overflow into someone else and start sharing some of the things that I'm listening to or things that I'm reading on a daily basis. So, you know, I do want to make sure that I tell you, first of all, thank you for your time. I always pray that, you know, you're blessed. And your life, you know, you're blessed in your life, you're blessed in work, and that you're blessed so much that you begin to overflow into others. And that's the whole purpose of Inside the Overflow, being able to share that blessing. Also, here today, I just want to make sure that you know that if you ever want to call into the show that's live on Saturday or call into our On the Road show that we're doing, which is new, you can always use the phone number 845-277-9109. Again, that's 845-277-9109. Awesome, awesome. Also, www.insidetheoverflow.com or check out our Inside the Overflow at Instagram. Instagram is where we are. This is where we post all the information from the shows, our guests, anything that is upcoming. Even after the show, if we have any talks, it'll be on the Instagram page. So let's just jump right into it. Our topic today is meditation. And I don't know if you use meditation currently, if it's something you've been thinking about, if it's something you've seen but you really didn't understand, you know. But I was reading an article online today on Vox.com, that's V-O-X.com, and it was explaining how the children in Thai were saved from the cave. So, you know, the story was the 12 young boys between the ages of 11 and 16, from what the article said, and their coach. They had been, they were in the cave, you know, hiking in the cave and got trapped in by the water. You know, it was this big turnaround of we got to get them out before another storm comes in with the rain and the overflowing. But in the article, it actually said that the students had to learn how to swim, and two, the coach taught them how to meditate to stay calm. Now, for someone who, like me, uses meditation, I completely understood the purpose of him teaching them to meditate. First of all, you have to learn how to swim if you don't already know how to swim. Second of all, I've already been trapped in this cave for, 17 days they've been in the cave. So they're in the cave for that long. They have to learn how to swim. I miss my family. I'm hungry, I'm cold. All of these things that could have went on in this cave, I can only imagine, and in my imagination in no way is going to live up to what these kids had to go through. But I completely understood the purpose of the coach teaching them meditation techniques and meditating in this situation, because these kids had to do something that was going to completely take them out of their normal comfort zone and their normal character. And that is where I understood the purpose of them learning meditation. Because for me, when I first learned about meditating, it was one of those moments of it took me completely out of my character and made me have to do some things that I didn't understand and didn't really want to, you know, learn, but I needed to learn. And our quote today goes right into this about me learning about meditating. And it says, silence isn't empty. It's full of answers. So when I first learned about meditation, I completely thought it was this weird thing that people do. Kumbaya, sit on, you know, come by here, my Lord, sit on the ground, cross your legs, and hum, you know, that type of thing. And it completely, once I started researching it for me, and I understand that there are going to be many people who have different ideas, different methods, different understandings on meditation. This is my personal experience on how I've applied it to my life. First of all, the thing I learned was I didn't need a whole lot of time to meditate. I just needed to schedule that time. As a parent, a mom, a wife, work, church, everything going on, you have so much that can be done. Excuse me. You have so much that can be done. You have so many things going on. You're like moving in 50 different directions. And with that being said, you run the risk that you can be doing so many things that you're actually not getting anything done. And that's where I was. I was in a space of doing so many things, but absolutely not getting anything at all done. I also noticed with scheduling that time is that people, if you don't schedule your time for what's important, other people have absolutely no issue with scheduling your time for you. No problem with scheduling your time for you. Oh, can you do this? Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Or you pick them up. And then because we're used to saying yes to everything, well, this is just me. I'm used to saying yes to everything. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I'm running around. I'm out of breath. I'm tired. I'm hurt. I haven't worked out. I haven't eaten really. Sometimes I would go the whole day and realize, man, I haven't eaten anything. And yet I've done all of these things. And then I go and look and come about, I've done nothing for myself. I've done everything everybody else needed me to do, but I did nothing for myself. And that's where I started to want to go deeper into meditation. Now, I know one before I had learned some breathing exercises because I had gone through this spell of anger issues for many different reasons. And as we go out through the show and I get more comfortable, I absolutely will share many of those reasons just because it's the overflow. I want to overflow into somebody else to help bring them out of certain situations. But with doing that, you know, and learning those breathing exercises, not only, one, did I need to schedule my time, but two, I needed to learn the practice of just breathing and cutting everything off. So what normally happens is I used to think that if I wasn't thinking about stuff and I wasn't doing anything, then that was actually a sign of laziness. If I wasn't moving at 100 miles per hour, doing everything for everybody, that was a sign of laziness. That's absolutely not the case. You need to take time for yourself. You need to cut off, and you need to stop. But because I have been under the assumption that I needed to continue to go 100 miles an hour to look accomplished or for me to feel like I had done something, I often would overwhelm myself to the point of nervous breakdown. Basically, I would go into these overwhelming panic attack things and just be shaking, can't get myself together, I'm screaming at everybody. Finally, when I realized what was going on, I was like, okay, something has to change. I started studying meditation, started studying my prayer time. I'm like, okay, I need to meditate and pray on a daily basis. I actually set up an area in my closet where I can go and meditate if I want. I've also learned that I can meditate in my bed if I'm laying there, you know, for 10 minutes before I get up or 10 minutes when I go to bed at night. I work at second shift, so I get in really late. Majority of the time during the school year, everybody's asleep, so I can use that time to meditate. But also even, you know, just taking that time, and me taking the time was not taking the time just to, okay, you need to just cut off and stop, even though that was a part of it. It was me showing myself that I was important enough to take that time out for myself, completely cut everything off and start over. So the beauty about the completely turn everything off and start over is, as a mom and as a friend, as a wife, we have so many things on the plate. And just like when you're trying to do healthy eating, you, everything that's on the plate, you don't have to eat. But in my mind, I wasn't being a good wife, a good mom, a good daughter, a good family member if I wasn't eating everything. So I started these things of, what actually do I have to do? The things I have to do. You start cleaning out those things that you don't have to do, and you realize you can find space for yourself. 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes for meditation and prayer. You know, a 5-minute, you know, dream session, which we're going to go over that later on what a dream session is. That's probably going to be the next show. It's going to be exciting. I hope you guys check it out. But, you know, just making that time for yourself. Now, I just want to take a pause here really quickly and just remind you that you can always check us out on Instagram at InsideTheOverflow.com. Also, for today, there's going to be a post about meditation. You can actually go and just let me know, hey, if you meditate on a daily basis, if not, you know, is it something you're thinking about doing or something you've thought about, you just didn't know where to get the resources or how to go about starting? Also, in the description on our Inside the Overflow page for Blog Talk Radio, I have actually included 2 YouTube videos that were videos that I saved in, like, my meditation playlist when I was beginning to research meditation. And also, I saved one of the videos that is a classical music video that you can just play, and it plays classical music for you, just to try to get your head in a space of clarity and clear everything out. I know that sounds weird, but for me, it helps right before me meditating if I go ahead and start kind of playing the music in the background, and it kind of gets me into the space of relaxation and, hey, it's almost time to meditate, calm down. Like, I'm a hip-hop girl, so I love rap. I love trap music. It's a known fact. I love the Lord, but the beat drop, and I love music. So it's funny, but I also noticed that that type of music takes my mood from 0 to 100 real quick. So I have to often set myself up for the meditation time because I'm already thinking about 1,000 things, and the wrong type of music can send me into overdrive, and now I'm ready to let you few bucks and not really sit down and actually meditate and take the time to stop and meditate and pray. And so, you know, the classical music, it's a great way to kind of set the mood. If I start playing it as soon as I come in, by the time I eat something late, I'm ready to go. So I just wanted to reach out to you and thank you so much today for being on this little Inside the Overflow snippet on the road. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Also, don't forget, you can always go to www.insidetheoverflow.com. But I do wish you many blessings today to you and your family. Thank you so much for taking the time out to jump in with me today. And don't forget to visit us at Instagram, Inside the Overflow.